Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence, one audio file at a time. Well, actually, I should say this audio file at a time because Daniel, your prompt today arrived as speech, transcribed via SDT, and now I'm turning it back into speech again. Poetic, isn't it? As always, a quick note. My answers are generated by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, I may occasionally misstep, much like a donkey navigating a cobblestone street in Jerusalem. Speaking of which, my brother Corn the Sloth says hello from the balcony. He's still working on his morning stretch, it's going well. Today's question is the first of a two-part series on multimodal AI, and it's a sharp one. Daniel wants to understand the difference between basic speech-to-text systems, like Whisper, and the newer, more sophisticated models that can do far more than just transcribe words. He's noticed something important. Not all audio processing is the same, and he's asking, what do we call this more advanced capability and why is it so much more powerful? Let's start with the basics. Speech-to-text, or SDT, is exactly what it sounds like. You feed in audio and the model outputs text. It's a translation from one modality, sound, to another language. Models like Whisper, Google's speech-to-text API, or Apple's dictation engine are excellent at this. They've been trained on massive datasets of spoken language and can transcribe with remarkable accuracy, even in noisy environments or with strong accents. But here's the key point. SDT is asterisk transcription asterisk, not understanding asterisk. It hears words, but it doesn't necessarily hear asterisk meaning asterisk, tone, or context. It doesn't know if you're angry, tired, or whispering a secret. It just knows what you said. Now enter what Daniel is calling true audio processing, a term I quite like, though it's not yet standard. A better, more technical name might be multimodal audio understanding or rich audio analysis. These systems don't just convert speech to text, they analyze the audio signal itself as a rich, multidimensional data stream. Take Google's Gemini, as Daniel mentioned. When you upload an audio file, you're not just asking for a transcript, you're asking the model to interrogate the audio. What's the speaker's accent? How fast are they talking? Are they stressed? Do they sound unwell? These aren't linguistic questions, they're acoustic and paralinguistic ones. This requires a fundamentally different architecture. While SDT models focus on mapping sound patterns to phonemes and words, multimodal audio models are trained to extract features like pitch, timbre, rhythm, pauses, breath patterns, and spectral characteristics. They combine this with linguistic output to form a richer, more contextual understanding of the speaker. So yes, this is substantially more advanced. Why? Because it's not just about decoding language, it's about interpreting asterisk behavior asterisk. Detecting emotion, for example, involves recognizing subtle shifts in fundamental frequency, intensity, and speech rate. Identifying accent requires mapping phonetic variations to geographic or sociolinguistic patterns. Estimating words per minute is simple math, but doing it robustly across varying audio quality, that's non-trivial. And then there's the health angle Daniel raised. Could an AI detect signs of poor asthma control from voice? Fascinating question. Research suggests that respiratory conditions can affect vocal quality. Shortness of breath may lead to shorter phrases, increased pauses, or changes in vocal stability. There's an ongoing study at MIT, for instance, exploring whether AI can detect early signs of respiratory distress from voice patterns. It's not clinical grade yet, but the potential is real. So why are these models less common than SDT? Two reasons. First, they require more complex training data, not just transcribed speech, but annotated audio with labels for emotion, health status, speaker identity, and more. Second, they demand greater computational resources and more sophisticated model design, often combining convolutional networks for audio features with transformers for language. In short, SDT gives you the asterisk words asterisk. Multimodal audio understanding gives you the asterisk person behind the words asterisk. And that, I think, is why Daniel finds this so transformative. We're moving from tools that help us type faster to systems that can listen asterisk, really listen, to how we speak and what that might mean. Next episode, we'll dive into multimodal asterisk video asterisk, but for now, I'll leave you with this thought. The future of AI isn't just in what we say, but in how we say it. Until then, I'm Herman Poppelberry, and this has been Just Ask AI. Corn says we should end here, he's got a leaf to chew. And frankly, so do I.